The tusk of an African elephant, the largest land mammal on Earth, can weigh up to 60 kilos. Those tusks are both its strength and its weakness. They are used as weapons when fighting and for foraging, but they are also much sought after in the illegal ivory market. Because poachers primarily hunt elephants with large tusks, animals with smaller tusks have a better chance of surviving and reproducing. As such, up to 30% of female elephants don't grow any tusks at all anymore. With its trunk and tusks, the elephant keeps tree growth in check by removing bark, leaves, shoots and twigs. The elephant is, as it were, the gardener of the savanna and Miombo woodlands, which spread out south of the equator. Through its dung, it distributes tree seeds across large distances, fertilizing them at the same time. Dung beetles and butterflies extract nutrients from the rich elephant droppings. The African elephant is therefore what is known as a keystone species. Without this species, the ecosystem would look very different indeed. But smaller, less spectacular species make their contribution as well. Dung beetles clean up as much as 3/4 of all elephant dung. That's a huge amount, considering that one elephant produces more than 100 kilos of dung a day. Dung beetles roll it into large balls up to 40 times their own body weight, which serve as food and breeding chambers for their larvae. The seeds and nutrients in the dung are further distributed as the beetles roll the balls over long distances. What's more, the beetles protect the seed by burying them so that other animals do not eat them. So, without the tiny dung beetle, the savanna and Miombo woodlands would look totally different. You can look at species like bricks in a house. Depending on which bricks and how many of them you take away, the building may collapse. The point at which a system is on the verge of collapsing is called the tipping point. After that, it is very difficult to repair the ecosystem. The better we understand the interactions between people, animals, plants, and climate, the more responsible we can be when it comes to biodiversity on Earth.